Now we have in verse 4, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst toward the east, toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. Half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Well, this is a tremendous statement that's made here, and it's quite literal. The Mount of Olives is literal. Jerusalem is literal. Those people are literal, and the thing that takes place here is tremendous. When the Lord Jesus comes, his feet will stand upon the Mount of Olives, and I think that that's quite literal. He's the glorified Christ today. He has nail prints, spike prints in those feet. But those feet left the Mount of Olives when he left here, and he's coming back. And you remember that's exactly what he told his disciples. He said when he ascended that the two witnesses came, and they said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus that has gone into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go." And this is the fulfillment of it that will take place in the future. And when? In the day of the Lord. In the time when they are in great trouble and Jerusalem has been besieged and taken. And it'll be the last time. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. Now, that's not a casual statement. You'll notice through Scripture that help for them is coming from the east. And that's the reason they put such great attention to that eastern gate, which some call the Golden Gate. I personally think the reference to the Golden Gate is the gate in the temple that shall be built. But actually, if you want to call it that, fine, it's the eastern gate. And that he'll probably come in from the east. Ezekiel tells us that. The help is coming to them from the east. And I think that's interesting. We've been on the side of Israel from the very beginning. They become a nation. But we happen to be a western nation, you see. The real help is coming from the Lord. And there's no fulfillment of prophecy there today. You see, and you put this prophecy down on what's going to happen. Because the thing that's going to take place is that there'll be a great earthquake, and that mountain will be split right down the middle, and half of it will go to the north and half to the south. And apparently, a city that has been an inland city will suddenly become a seagoing city, that is, a port town. And the waters that will come forth will flow both to the Mediterranean, as we're going to see, and also to the Dead Sea. And both of those areas could use a little extra water these days. And apparently, all of this change of topography is to elevate Jerusalem so that it will stand out in a valley, very much like Mount Rainier stands out up here in the state of Washington. But Jerusalem in that day will. Now, today it does not stand out like that. There are many of the mountains around Jerusalem that are higher than Jerusalem is. And then he begins to go back and show how it came into view, the steps that were taken. First, Jerusalem was besieged, and there came enemies from every direction, and there was no help except from the Lord. And he's talking about that the Lord Jesus will come to deliver them. And when he comes to deliver them, his feet shall touch the Mount of Olives. And I think if you just let Zacharias say what he wants to say in this chapter, not trying to make him say something that fits into some so-called spiritual interpretation, that is spiritualizing the Word of God. Just let him say it when he says, his feet, he's talking about his feet, not his hands. And he says they'll touch the Mount of Olives. And apparently he means that's where the touchdown is going to be. And I'm of the opinion that if man can send a missile that goes out to the moon and spends a few days there and then comes back, and they can put a battleship out in the Pacific and have that little capsule come down in 2 or 3 miles of the battleship, I'm of the opinion that God's not going to have any trouble, friends, in the Lord Jesus Christ touching down at the Mount of Olives. And I believe that's where he touches down on this earth. This is the thing that we saw when he left. He left from the Mount of Olives. He's going to pick up right where he left off. When he took off, he's coming back to the Mount of Olives. But great physical changes are going to take place that are mentioned to us here. A great earthquake would rend the Mount of Olives in two. One half would move toward the north, one half to the south. And that there would be a very great valley. Now pay attention to that as we move on into this section that describes that for this reason. Jerusalem today is surrounded by the roughest terrain that I know of anywhere. I've frankly been no place that would compare to it. It's rugged. You go north, you go east, you go south, you go west, any direction you go. You can go south to Bethlehem and you think you're in Disneyland and you're taking one of these toboggan rides. Up and down you go, mountain after mountain, and rugged. And you go north, oh, it is rugged. You go east, it is rugged. Big boulders, rocks. You've never seen so many great big rocks. And then going down to Jericho, going east. Now that, my friend, is a rugged trip. Only thing is that the United States put in a wonderful macadam highway in there. It's not a freeway, but it's a good highway, and it makes the trip today for the tourists, and the tourist doesn't realize, actually, what rough terrain that is.